If you suggest you have a protection, I double knock on the Lord. Let's try Christmas Day. I may let you eat. I may not. You must come into realization of who you are and who you as a remnant and a direct crew represent. You don't understand life and death except on a much, much higher level. And once in a while, you see, you can put it onto a piece of canvas or into a fantasy where you can look at it and you will look at it again and say, no, that's not quite right. And the soul says, ah, but turn it this way and look at it again. And it means something. It may not mean the same thing to everyone, but in looking at the pictures and listening to what she said, because she painted them, she is the one who knows what they mean. All of you know what they mean, but only one of you can express it in this physical format. It's like a dream. You've painted a dream. That means that at this level within, you know the truth of it. And most of the time, you don't want to put it down. You don't want to put it there where you have to look at it and enjoy the humor of it. The lion without the tail, hey, that's okay. Once you get sophisticated enough, you don't have to worry about brushing the flies away. And if you move fast enough, precious ones, you're not going to collect very many of them. It's when the lion loses its head, and that's what's happened. Your species, under God, has lost its head, and you're groping as if you have no eyes. I don't go into chakras, etc., very much, astrology, because these are toys. They have become toys. What does psychic mean? What does a psychic astrologer mean? To me, it has no meaning. Because each one of you, as you become aware, becomes that entity. And since one is all you're going to end up with, you know all there is to know if you would just confront it and pull it out of there. But you're fragmented, and that's fine, because projection and manifestation is simply the thought of God manifest. So when you learn what that manifestation is, you will find you're simply a reflection. A reflection that basically and in reality has no substance to it. You are living in the fantasy. You are moving towards the reality. So when we speak of chakras, what are you actually saying? They each have a color. They each have a meaning, because man needs a meaning. You are living in a physical world, so you need an expression with which to relate this consciousness. Never mind the supraconscious or the subconscious at this moment. You, as living human species, trotting around in your physical form, have learned to think that you must have something of what you can call reality to touch, look at, label, and identify. When you move beyond this veil, you will move into identification by energy form and color. Because as you make this journey, you will exude different colors as your frequency changes. Color and light are also music, sound. So something you can hear. This is when you get to the heavenly realms and you hear music, but you can't identify it. It's because Mozart and Mendelssohn and Bach are all up there arguing. They're all producing their energy in their most creative form. And it will surpass anything that you hear on earth, simply because it will be in the tonal levels beyond what you can experience here. So every time that you have this happen to you, that you do hear, and this is the greatest thing of any prodigy, any genius, any gifted being, is that they are experiencing this and are able to put it on a piece of paper so that all of you in your consciousness can express it and experience it. So the chakras represent the livingness of soul, essence, being. This is a picture, basically, of your soul. As expressed in the consciousness, and you better get control of all of the energies that pass to and fro, or they're going to get you in trouble. They do get you in trouble. All of the troubles come from those very centers of the body, physical, and the consciousness wishing to fulfill its luxury, its joy, its ecstasy, and looking for its peace in all the wrong places. Those centers, those vortices, are the expression or the receiving mechanism of things like ecstasy. You cannot have ecstasy without that kind of focus. But for Mary Jo Popperdunk to come out there and say, chakras are the only thing, you know, line this one up, fine, if humanity maybe could do it. On the other hand, Mary Jo usually does not know what she's talking about, and she will say that she does if she wants to make very many seminars. The most honest thing is to say, I don't know what it is. I just know that it comes from God and myself, and it is the center of my own creation. And each one, you see, you can focus on, because some will be your sexual energy, some will be your heart energy, and by heart I don't mean that thing that goes pump, pump, pump. And some will be your, what we hope is wise energy. And Maya may have well been a clown. She may have been a hokey in Lakota, a sacred crown, clown. Actually, I should have left it, crown. She's a jewel in our crown. And she comes not with foolishness, this journey. And that's what bears on the hearts and souls of each of you. Because underlying this facade that we all carry about with us in this human plane is God and responsibility. And I must get my brothers through. That's my mission. I must bring them truth. They don't have to take it. But my mission is to bring it. So if they don't like my art, they don't have to look at it. They can turn away. I must paint it. I must paint it. Because we have come back to this place in its evolvement and its transition. And we need all sorts of workers. We need ones that are going to be able to get through that light beam and be a boarding party. You see, you are transitioning from a physical reality into a
an etheric reality, but you're not going to be able to do that in the blink of an eye. I don't care what the Pentecostal preacher tells you. Forget it. You must learn to get there. And that means the teams have to go through it first. And you have to remember, they denied everyone. Copernicus, you're not the center as a planet. You are the center as the expression of God. That's why God resides within each one of you and myself. Because we are the center of the created universe. And a lot of things have gone on your planet that you just don't remember. You don't remember what you did last night. Most of you don't even remember what you had for supper, much less what you did about your sacred work. That's better. You think it's hard this way. If you could remember it all, you would find the journey not worth it. And why would I say that? And each one of you who says, ah, but I would. For good gracious alive, Dorma said that when she was Peter to the Christ. I won't deny you, Father. Not for about 5 minutes. Don't be foolish. Don't be hung up on these things. You act in a human manner because you are human beings. It is your soul that must grow. And you're doing it. And it was a very, very handy thing to take reincarnation out of the Bible. Because there would be no way to control you. If you, in your consciousness, really knew that there is greater, why would you bother to stick around? It takes responsibility to say, I will go back until I grow enough to fit into your world, and then your world, and then your world. And now for the good news. Everyone in this room at this moment has already made it through all those trips. You are back because you have a mission. Worse news for you. We were doing this so many eons ago that you would be shocked. We walked in Egypt. We walked in Samaria. I got a head start. Now you've got to catch me. You have to catch me. You've got to confront what is about you. A doctor cannot go into a room with a patient and look at him and say, oh, well, I don't agree with you, so I'm going to give you this. Dr. So-and-so found that this worked. He would ask you, first of all, what brought you here? What brought you here to my office? Now, most doctors will not bother to listen to the answer. I agree with you. But he will hear enough of it that says, well, I have this hacking cough and so forth. And then $5,000 later, he will come back and say, well, we ran a couple of blood tests. And yes, indeed, your white count is a little high. Or he will give you a little penicillin and say, well, come back in 2 days if you're not better. He knows you're going to come back if you get sicker. probably, you know, annoy him in the middle of the night. That is not all doctors. But I warn you, look very carefully before you take action on anything at the protocols of the Elders of Zion. Oh, you are going to get anti-Semitic again? You are the Semites. They are the Zionist Khazars. You've forgotten who you are. They haven't ever forgotten who they are. And they do exactly this. They reverse the roles, take the name, and destroy the meaning forever. To them, the symbol of life became reversed, the symbol of death. You are playing against the deceiver of all deceivers of all time. And it is a game. And if you lose your sense of humor, you will get so focused that you'll begin to take it so seriously that you won't be able to make it through and still have sane thought. Everything that happens, look at it, reverse it. Just reverse it. When they say, we're doing this for the good of the children at Waco, right? And then they set the bunkers on fire first and block the way so that no one can get out of the bunkers, and they burn them to death. They tear down all of the entryways into the building with their tanks and their destruction tools so no one can get out the doors. And then they deliberately set the place on fire so no one can go anywhere except be incinerated. And it's on film. You don't have to take some invisible entity's word for it. Go look at the film. It'll make you ill. I hope. That means you've still got sensitivity. So when they say, we're going to protect these children at all costs, you might as well go with Reno's statement that said, I am going to protect the criminal. She said it. This is the same one that ordered Waco. This is the same sweetheart who practices. What have I said about homosexuality? I don't care what your preference is. But when you break the laws of the land to practice this, and then you become the presiding law of the land, you've got a sick society, my friends. It has nothing to do with homosexuality. Nothing. Zero. There are days I like men a whole hell of a lot better than women. Other days I really adore the women. Stop this silliness. You are not confronting the issue. You are confronting the symptoms. This woman is paid by the International Monetary Fund directly. So is her Secretary of Treasury. All of these secretaries are not elected officials. They come in under the administration. They all absolutely are required to be members of the Council on Foreign Relations. And the very ones who run your judicial system and the law enforcement of the United Nations is not even paid by your government. Now that's how sad it's gotten. And to hold to your reality, precious ones, if you have a talent, you better go paint pictures exactly as they come. Because you won't be able to relate that creative knowingness in this total corruption of lies. So when you need reality, consider what is being told to you by what appears to be an adversary. You can't even count on that in the media. They play to you exactly like a motion picture. Now, you may look at these pictures and say, well, they're very dark, they're very this, they're very that, and I don't understand them. They don't make me feel good. They're not made to make you feel good. They're there to show you what your reality is. I'm sick of people doing something simply because it feels good. And it's one talented artist rendition of soul expressed on canvas. And I want to tell you, it isn't pretty. It isn't pretty. You've got to pass through this. And the promise is the other end. This is your dream. This is your dream. Well, I don't want to move into that, you will say. I certainly don't want to look like that with a bunch of colored spots. Or a faceless, masked being. That's right. But you've got to get through there. You've got to get through there. So that you can find that light down there at the end of that tunnel that looks like these. You are going to move as an expression moving through the death process, for instance. Some encounter a very dark black tunnel. I would suggest to all of you that will not happen to you usually. You're more advanced than that. You are more apt to fall into a whirlwind or a tunnel, a vortex of color, and it will be confusing to you. Now, we have had ones who say, but I no longer believe in you. I don't care whether you believe in Hatton or not. Where are you with God? Hatton wears a captain's hat. And when you can't tell me in my role, then we're not on the same wavelength. You will know immediately when I move into God, because I have that privilege. I know how. And when you get a little bit sad and you think, well, I'm not getting what I need or what I come from, every one of you will have something to cling to. Even poor Randall Lane back here will have something to cling to. He will be able to remember the morning that the broken jacuzzi came on while he's trying to sleep. And how many times did the fire alarm go off, the smoke alarm, in that short period of time, of 2 months, while we were adjusting to coming and going into your place? How many mornings did you get up and the doors to the bedrooms were open because our team had to check it out before we let you come back? But the broken jacuzzi is about the best of all because it was missing a chip. Then they couldn't get the sucker turned off. Hold to the confirmations that you get. It is nothing to see a ship. I'd hear you, but it would be to me. Brahma says, I want that turkey right in front of me. Put my hand out there and I want to feel something. I suppose you do. That will bring Sheriff Plank and the SWAT team and the cookie guys, you know, the ones that wrap you up and in canvas and haul you away? And you would want me to do that to you? You would want me to kill off my crew? I'm not that foolish. I came back in wisdom this time also. So you have company, Maya. So you're not lonely. We have a long way to go and a lot of fun. And there is no way to get there except to confront these daily human happenings. You must look at them. You have to know what is. Eventually, you need to know what was. Is not so important, because when you come into the real realization of knowing, you will know what was. And you will realize why you needed to know what is. And then you see, with most of mankind who is still floating around on your place with some kind of soul essence left, right, you can't get rid of it, but you can sure put it aside. So that you've got plenty of beings out there running around. All they've got to do is claim it. But how many do you see coming out of the dungeons of darkness trying to get their soul? They may be saying, I want my soul. I just want to be one with God, and doing absolutely zero to be one with anything but darkness in the physical environment. Your home is not the physical environment. You came to play around a while in the physical environment. You came as postgraduate study. Only brings a lot of responsibility, because you also come as the leaders and the way soars and the knowers. You know at some level, and this is the expression of it. It may not be your expression of it, but when the ordinary beginning souled being comes into knowing, the game is over. You are no longer in this environment. It's over. This is why you have agreed to shelter selves, because you must, and you agreed to function and not just cut out the minute it got rough. Because you do know the difference. You have to keep the shield of darkness around you, or you would be gone. Knowing is it. And we have asked you, and you have agreed to do this, to grow at a level where others can come with you. There is no point in having God over here and everybody over here dark. They're not going to come from over there to over here. They're going to do exactly what they did to the young Master Isu. They're going to try to get rid of him. They're going to try to get rid of you, and there's not even that big a gap. And because they are the adversary, they will use the things of flesh. They will try to tempt you away. They will try to tempt you away with money. Don't you wish it had happened to you? Dharma says, hey, give me some of that and let's test me that way. Well, maybe I haven't, because I'm she my flunk. I have something else to worry about. If she flunks, a lot of you may teeter there on flunking with her. Don't confuse the two. You're not here to flunk. You're here to succeed. And every one of you, in looking at why it takes a while, can see why. It's annoying to you. That's it. You're impatient and it's annoying to you. If I've got this job to do, I want to get on with it. Well, you can get on with it. Because whatever your goal is, and that's the secret, what your goal is what will be produced. Every time, without exception. If there is only one goal, you will achieve it. That is the promise of universal law. And when you focus on your goal, what are you doing? You are setting up your subconscious mind to produce it for you. And when you learn to absolutely, totally trust that, everything will happen. But guess what? Just as you have to reverse these, everything from within must come without. Everything from within must just pour without. And guess what? You'll stop asking for things. Now, we cheat a little on that. You can really pray your little hearts out, let us say, for Eckers, or Mike, or Maya, to get those billions of dollars that you want. The no-no is saying, I want Father. And so we had to teach these ones very hard lessons. They won't consider them hard. They're annoying, but they're a challenge. And they grew right above it. Right above it. They can enjoy whatever they are allowed to hold for a little while and enjoy or let go of. The minute that things cease to be a big deal with you, you begin to pray for your brother. Please, Father, let it succeed because of all these people. They need it for their mission. I don't need it anymore. Never mind me. Just let me serve. You see, this is the greatest of expressions of glory and joy to me as a teacher. That this is what I'm hearing coming back more and more and more. Is, hey, Dad, it's okay. I really would like this. Why would you like it, son? Well, because we could get started on the Spelt project. We could set up the bakery. We could get some of those people that have been here guarding your things in safety. And it would be nice for me. Why would it be nice for you? Well, usually because you once have opened your mouth, and the fact that it hasn't happened is embarrassing. Well, maybe you'll learn to keep your mouth shut. On the other hand, you can't, can you? You cannot wait until it sits in front of you. You must prepare. So what does that tell you? You know that it will come. That will be the goal. It is not the ultimate goal. It is only the goal for your mission. What do you need to fulfill your mission? All right, I need some money. I need some funds. How are you going to get them? Well, most of the ways that you can ordinarily go down there and get money is not going to be enough, is it? Your adversary has made sure you can't do it. So it has got to be by all manner of, in your own minds, miracle. Why would I get hooked up with someone who's got billions of dollars willing to give it to me?
Ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. And then you come to me and say, hey, George, I want a miracle so I can see it. You are the miracle. It's happening. Doesn't go away, does it? Oh, you're afraid. Every time you pick up the phone, Mike says, oh, who else am I going to find was the black sheep? Who is my enemy? You can work with ones considering everyone your enemy if you work at being non-judgmental, always with integrity yourself, and always with love. If they prove unworthy of that, then you handle that. If you always live your life as if everything within must be seen without, you can enjoy the encounters even with the sheriff. What did I do? Well, we don't know. But more than that, you will not have the need for the things of the physical that you think you need to protect yourself. Now, some of the special forces, I'm telling you, it is going to be God's highest miracle to get the guns out of their pockets. And guess what? As the head of the hosts of God, I'm not going to try. Well, are you fudging, Commander? No. I'm telling you right out. If one of your enemy, or even your friend, is foolish enough to go blow somebody's head off and he is my worst enemy, you better believe I'm going to take that hole and I'm going right through it as fast as I can and drag every one of you with me. Well, then I will have no more to do with you. I can't believe that that's of God. What is not of God? You are going to take advantage of someone's death? You better believe it. I didn't kill him. You have to get with the reality of what you are. And that is that you are Creator. And I see this coming through a lot more. I listen to Padre sit there, cross-legged, and say, hey, I guess I don't need you to explain that to me. All I need to do is go and create it. And when enough of you are ready to create it, you'll get it. And you'll be able to handle it. You will be prepared for it. And yet, had you been dumped with multi-millions or billions of dollars, let's think where it's at. Let's think where it's at. Let's quit thinking down here, $1.49. I don't want $1.49, friends, for you either. We need maybe $149 billion. What in the world are you going to do with that? I'm going to use about $240 million and let the adversary have the rest? Or whoever else wants it? When you learn that you can only drive one car at a time, you won't need 15 of them, for sure. And when you find that silver or gold-plated Rolls Royce is going to get you killed, robbed, stabbed, it won't be nearly so important to you. You might enjoy that little red sports car for a while. What's wrong with that? God is abundance. And if you've got $149 million, don't you think you can run around in that red car for a little while until they steal it from you? And when they do, wouldn't it be nice to be able to bless them and say, hey, they needed that worse than me? Rather than go and get yourself shot the second time if you made it through the first. And you're headed for a time when there's not going to be very far to go with that little red car. Because those really fancy little Maseratis and things take an awful lot of fuel. So they will clamp down. Now, would you rather live in your little world in great luxury, but behind the scenes, you don't have to advertise up and down the street what is yours and what is not? Probably the greatest lessons the Eckers have ever learned is to have goose egg. It bothers everybody. George Green cannot sleep at night trying to figure out how to get them. And when you have learned your lessons, and Court has been a wonderful student, son, thank you. You can set up your business. And you can have the most non-profit companies of anybody in the world. Am I saying you can't have a profit? I didn't want to be non-profit, Father. I'm sick of being non-profit. When you can run your business so that everything functions well and you have no profit, you are in the hole, you have done your work well. And Court Christie gets to graduate. Are you tested constantly? Don't let me break your fingers, precious. I like to touch you. And this is all I have, or her hands, at this point. The lessons have been hard because you didn't have the wherewithal. Started in this little place. There were some here already. Lou, Bernie. But they came here to retire. They've been in the wind business. If you want your brains bashed out, do that. They came here with Westinghouse. I don't think Bernie and Lou know this. They didn't just pick up, go bankrupt. They did that too. But we had to bring them down to nothing to make the lessons visibly work. Visibly work. They came to here with an agreement. An agreement with Westinghouse and Mitsubishi. And they were going to be a major, major part of SeaWest. And you see all those Mitsubishis out there between here and Mojave. That is what I want them to see when they need reality and confirmation. They did not come out here as street gutter people, the rag lady. They felt like it. They didn't go purchase a large home with no potential. There is no bank, nobody is going to do that. And when one say otherwise, no, they lie. You do not, even with good friends in the real estate business, pull off a coup like that. It's going to require something down and some agreements, and the ones are going to look and see what the potential is. And Orma will say to me, but Father, it's such a time waster, 5 years at this. You could not have gotten these lessons otherwise. You needed to know how bad it is with the Resolution Trust Corporation. Ah. But if you know how bad it is, you can also use the system. The reason they don't want these ones to get into court, and the reason I kept pushing, was because there is a law set up by the shadow government to collect all of the property. Now, there are many, but this last one's a real dilly-whacker. The RTC, or the government, could come in, anybody a little bit late with their payment, for instance, they can seize the property. They don't even have to give you a hearing. This is called, and believe me, Oberle is choking, because it's not quite like that, and it's elaborate, and it's... So he can explain it to you after class. It's called the Dench Doom Doctrine. Now, there wasn't a judge down there in Kern County, as corrupt as it is, there is no place more corrupt than the Kern County system. None. Zero. It borders on as bad as San Luis Obispo, but I think maybe it outdoes them a little bit.
Excuse me, please.